Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local stories continuing. In-depth team coverage of that crash in Calabasas that killed Kobe and eight others. Lead investigator making some new comments this morning at the crash scene. We go live to the scene in Calabasas, KNX 1070's John Baird.
The feds say this investigation could take a long time, and the scene itself is quite a challenge, a steep, rugged hillside with helicopter debris scattered over hundreds of yards, and coroner's officials haven't even finished retrieving the remains of the nine victims. Jennifer Homedy is an NTSB board member. She's the lead investigator in this case. She says the foggy weather is certainly one of the issues.
Typically, we look at man, machine, and the environment to help us to determine what happened. And we have weather professionals on staff that will help us do that.
People who live in the area say it was very, very foggy on Sunday morning. Although there were reports the helicopter slammed into the hillside at a high rate of speed, one man who heard that seemed pretty surprised.
I thought it was creeping, maybe 20 knots. Not 160 knots.
Investigators will be looking closely at that. Meantime, the grim task of removing the victims' remains goes on. Only three victims have been recovered so far. Reporting live in Calabasas, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
This morning we're hearing more about Kobe from his former head trainer, and LeBron is trying to deal with it. Here's Craig Figner.
Yeah, it's incredible. You think about it, this 20-season career with the Lakers started when Kobe was just 17 years of age, and that is when he and head trainer Gary Vitti first met. Vitti says Kobe was the guy who worked harder at perfecting his craft than anybody he had ever seen in more than 30 years of training. He talked with CBS News. Vitti shared this personal note from Kobe.
Kobe gave this to me. To Gary, you are the best. Thank you for always having my back and showing me how to act like a pro. I love you and appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Kobe Bryant.
Other sports celebs are weighing in with their grief. LeBron James on Insta says that he's, quote, heartbroken and devastated. And he posted that he and Kobe had talked by phone just hours before Sunday morning's disaster. Also worth noting that tonight's Lakers-Clippers game has been postponed. Back to you.
Shaq says he is not well after learning about Kobe Bryant and his daughter being killed in that helicopter crash. Shaq spoke on his podcast to pay tribute to Kobe, says he considers him a brother.
My heart goes out to Vanessa, because she lost two. She lost her beautiful Gigi, who was born on the same day as my 13-year-older. And that's what really hurts.
Shaq has dismissed some of the media's coverage about their sometimes adversarial relationship, saying he has four rings and he couldn't have gotten three without Kobe.
Orange Coast College Pirates play their season opener this afternoon without their head coach.
There were a lot of hugs shared as players took to the field to practice leading up to today's game.
It was tough not having him out here. He's always a leader for all of us, getting things going, making sure we're all on track.
First baseman Justin Brote says it was also nice to get on the field and get their minds prepared for the game. He says they intend to go out there and give their best effort because that was the biggest thing Coach John Altobelli preached.
Giving 100% effort all the time, and to be able to honor him and his family, because his families were huge supporters of us as well. So to be able to honor them and just to play our hearts out is what we can do.
Nate Johnson is the team's acting head coach.
And this group's a good group, and I know this group's going to come together, and we have a good group, and we have a good team, and we have the right guys, and It is. It's going to be a special season.
Under Altobelli's leadership, the Pirates won 4 of their 7 state championships. At Orange Coast College, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Coach John Altobelli was one of 7 children. His dad, Jim, says baseball was always a big part of their family. In fact, he says that John tried the big leagues but quickly realized it wasn't for him.
He signed the contract with Miami Marlins and didn't like it. He stayed with them for about a year and a half. And then he came out here, helped Mike Jarakas coach at UCI, and then UCI dropped baseball. And then he found out about this job and applied. And needless to say, it's a great marriage. The staff just loved him.
We will have much more on the investigation into that crash in Calabasas throughout the morning here on KNX.
Water rates in Santa Monica would more than double over the next 5 years under a plan that will be voted by the City Council later on tonight. Right now, the average cost of water service for a single-family household is $55 a month, but this new plan would gradually raise that to $115 by 2024. The additional revenue would finance projects to let Santa Monica stop importing water from outside sources.
USC says don't believe the hype. There was a claim on social media that a student contracted coronavirus. They say that is false. The college initially issued a statement saying that no one affiliated with the school had contracted the virus. Second statement was issued acknowledging that a student was taken from some apartments by hospital or to the hospital by ambulance, but the school says the student can be transported by ambulance for a variety of health conditions.
LA police arresting one of their own for allegedly stealing money from a woman during an enforcement operation at an illegal marijuana growing facility. The officer was busted on misdemeanor theft charges after the woman complained that somebody took the money from her backpack, and investigators reviewed some security video from the scene. He's now been assigned to home duty while this case moves ahead.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.